The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pegeen, and I'm your host today. Welcome to the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. We're going to be talking about faith, the second step, with the amazing Dr. Mia Merritt. Think and Grow Rich with the International Mastermind Association. This is our mastermind. My co-host and I meet every Saturday morning to talk about Think and Grow Rich, and today, you are part of our mastermind. We are so happy you are here. Remember to call 661-554-9219 to join us at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning as we explore the success formula Napoleon Hill outlined in his best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich. If you want to join the conversation, press number one on your phone to raise your hand and be brought in the conversation. This is all of our mastermind. This is all about us elevating to another level in our lives to be more successful, more powerful, more inspirational to those around us. So today's show, we're discussing chapter two, which is faith, visualization, and belief in the attainment of desire, the second step to riches, with our special guest, Dr. Mia Merritt. I want to just share something from chapter two that is will help frame where we're going to today. The first paragraph in that chapter says, faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with the vibration of thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration, translates it into the spiritual equivalent, and transmits it to the infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer. He goes on to say that faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by the affirmations or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of autosuggestion. Wow. Today we're going to be deep diving into this discussion of faith. And let me share about Dr. Merritt. Dr. Mia Merritt is a published author of 17 books on the subjects of adult education, spirituality, personal development, and self-empowerment. She's also a writer for the Miami Herald and Sun Sentinel. Dr. Merritt's challenges and experiences in life have produced her to this resilience, character, and strength to persevere in spite of what she faces. She's going to share her experiences with others in order to inspire, encourage, and remind you that your past does not dictate your future. I cannot wait to hear from her as she shares her experience and thoughts about it. Remember to call us into at 661-554-9219 to join us at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning. Also, please like, share, and comment so that people can find this podcast and you all can gain the benefits. Here we go into let me just introduce now our co-hosts. First, we have the magnificent Ursula, Sulu, who is, well, Ursula, why don't you give a quick overview of who you are?
Thank you. I am Ursula Odom, and I'm the CEO of Sula 2. And we make old new in everything that we do. So what does that mean? It means that we will capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form we can, from books to videos to live presentations to writing for you or publishing for you. And I love that. This is one of those forms where we get to listen and be a part of a story as it unfolds today on Think and Grow Rich. And I'm so excited about today's show.
Oh, me too, Ursula. And let me bring our dear Dr. Peter James, professor, speaker, coach. But Peter, please share with our guests who you are.
Yeah, good morning, Pagina. Hope you are well today. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Peter James. I am the high performance coach. Yes, I do a lot of different stuff, from speaking to coaching, executive coaching, but identifying how to get you to your next level, partnering with you in order to get you to your next level. It could be you as an individual or your business for that matter as well. Excited to be here. Excited to chat with Dr. Merritt today about faith. Let's get this conversation going there, Pagina.
Awesome. And then there's Galen Bingham.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. I am so excited to be a part of the show. I am founder and CEO of Kiln Global Coaching and Consulting. We help leaders intensify the heat around their important goals. And I can't wait to get into this conversation on faith. This is a really, really important chapter, and I've had some experience with Dr. Merritt and can't wait for the audience to be blessed by her insight.
Oh, this is going to be so good. And my name for all of you, my name is Pagina. I am in the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame, the only Latina, and I am also founder of Power Women Worldwide. So this mastermind group that you just heard, we are a diverse group of individuals with lots of different points of view, and we're missing our one fearless leader that you have to hear from. Let me bring on Anne McNeil, the master builder herself and founder of the International Mastermind Association. Miss Anne.
All right, Pagina. Anne McNeil, as she said, the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life, utilizing the McNeil Factor insights from this book, Think and Grow Rich. And I am so excited today to have on one of my dear friends as a guest on this show. And so I'm with it, ready to get started.
And I want you to know, all our listeners, that it turns out that Dr. Mia knows some things about Miss McNeil, so we may be uncovering some truths here. Look, they've been longtime friends, but I think that there are some secrets that we're going to be hearing about. So keep on joining to us. But this is all based on Think and Grow Rich. And we have, Think and Grow Rich has 13 principles that guide our behavior, guide our businesses, guide our life, and guide how we go forth. We don't read this book once. We read it over and over to elevate us, to inspire us, to show us a path and a way. So let's listen to what those 13 principles of Think and Grow Rich are.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number 5 is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step 6, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number 7 is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step 8 is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spend some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
And here we're back, and I just want to share a little bit about our guest, which is Dr. Mia Merritt. She's an educator with over 25 years experience as a teacher, assistant principal, college professor, educational consultant, curriculum developer, and mentor. She's a certified keynote speaker, a teen youth facilitator, seminar trainer, prosperity coach, and author. She's also the former talk show participant of the Comcast television show Author's Corner and a former radio personality on WZAB 88 The Biz. Dr. Merritt is an ordained elder at True Praise Family Worship Center in Hollywood, Florida. And she has a bachelor's degree in education, 2 master's degrees, and a doctorate degree in organizational leadership. As I said earlier, she's the published author of 17 books, and we are about to go and talk to her for in a second, but we're just going to run to one quick commercial really quick, and then we're going to be talking to our host, Dr. Mia.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, I'm so excited. Dr. Merritt is going to be joining me right now. And Dr. Merritt, I'm going to call you Mia, because one of the things that was jumping out from your bio was, it says, Dr. Merritt's challenges and experiences in life have produced in her the resilience, character, strength to preserve, to persevere in spite of what she faces. And I know faith had to be there, but I'm curious about, how did you get to where you are today? Because nobody just walks up and starts with 17 books. That's all an experience that started from an experience. Welcome to our mastermind.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to your co-host and everyone listening on the line. It is certainly a pleasure to be here. To jump into your question, I can tell you that the first book that I wrote back in, I think it was 2002, or 2003, it was actually written because of my mastermind group. The women in the group continued to say to me, you need to write a book, you have such a great memory, you have so much knowledge. But I have to tell you that the knowledge that I had and the knowledge that I had acquired came from all of the books that we read in our mastermind group. In our group, we read one book per month, and we had to come back and talk about all of the wisdom and the nuggets that we acquired from those books. So, as you know, people just don't gain knowledge. We learn knowledge from our experiences, the things that we've encountered, the things that we've gone through, and the books that we've read. So, all of those things contribute to our repertoire of knowledge. So, as a result of having read so many books, I was able to contribute to various conversations on a myriad of levels, and as a result of having acquired that knowledge, it was imparted into me, you need to write a book, you have so much knowledge. So that actually came out of my mastermind group. They planted the seed, and I went ahead and I wrote the book as a result of, you know, the suggestions that were made from my mastermind group.
Isn't it always interesting how the mastermind can always prod you along to places what you never imagined as a possibility? How did faith and this particular chapter of faith serve you? And is there a particular part of this faith that chapter that really touches your soul and your heart that keeps you keeping on?
Okay, so since that was a two-part question, I'm going to answer the first part of it, which was how did faith contribute to what I did? As we know that in order to have faith, you must first have belief, because if there is something that you don't believe, then you're certainly not going to have faith in what you don't believe in. So belief and faith definitely make a formidable combination. So having believed what was planted inside of me by my mastermind group formed the basis for the faith that I was able to build on. I knew that after the seed was planted that I was able to write a book. I knew that I could do it. I had faith that I was able to do it, and I acted on that faith. Having faith is one thing, but being able to act on that faith is quite another. Faith is actually chapter 2 in Think and Grow Rich. And yes, to answer part 2 of your question, there is a part that really stands out to me. And for those of you that have the book, the latest version of the book, I believe it's on page 49. I'm actually reading it from the book on page 49, but if you have a different version, it may be on a different page. So I'm going to read to you the part in this particular chapter that really stands out to me as it pertains to faith. And it says, it is a well-known fact that one comes finally to believe whatever one repeats to themselves, whether the statement be true or false. If we repeat a lie over and over, we will eventually accept the lie as truth. Each of us is what we are because of the dominating thoughts which we permit to occupy our mind. Thoughts which we deliberately place in our mind and encourage with sympathy, and with which we mix any one of the more of the emotions, constitutes the motivating forces which direct and control our every moment, act, and deed. So essentially, what this particular excerpt is saying is that whatever the dominating factors of our mind are, that's what we're going to produce. And whatever we allow to remain in our thought process by entertaining it, massaging it, that's what we're going to eventually believe, that's what we're going to have faith in, and that's what we're going to manifest. As it relates to faith, faith is an expectation without immediate materialization. So if you have faith in the fact that you are nothing and you have no talents and you have no gifts and you have no abilities, then that's what's going to manifest in your life. So essentially, faith can be positive and faith can be negative. You can have faith in the positive and you can have faith in the negative. So I'd like to reiterate by saying belief and faith go hand in hand. If you believe that you're not worthy of anything, then you're going to have faith in the fact that you're not worthy of anything. And in your life, you're not going to produce anything of worth because that's what you believe, that's what you have faith in, and that's what you're going to manifest into your life.
I've already written down expectation of materialization. What a great piece. And even though that I have read this book over and over and over, I'm so glad that you read that particular paragraph, which is under the subchapter of faith as a state of mind, which may be induced by auto-suggestion, because even though everything else was highlighted, that wasn't highlighted for me. So I had my highlighter out ready to go. So,
good.
Mia, you have your BA in education, your 2 master's degree and a doctor's degree. When you were younger, when did you first find yourself reading Think and Grow Rich?
I read
Think and Grow Rich. Was it before your BA or was it after all your degrees?
It was immediately after I had just obtained my bachelor's degree, because it happened as a result of going to Ann's house for an alumni association meeting. And Ann was actually wrapping up a mastermind group that she had with some of her friends. And they had finished reading Think and Grow Rich. And I sat in on that meeting by accident, but which we know now was no accident. But as a result of just sitting in on the meeting and listening to the women and listening to them talk about their goals and their aspirations and the things that they desire to achieve in their life, and what Think and Grow Rich had done for them, I too was very much intrigued about being a part of that particular women's group, which now I know to be as a mastermind's women's group. So they gave me the book as a result of having been there and them thinking that Anne had invited me, which she had not. They gave me the book and they said, this is the first book that you must read in order to be a part of this mastermind group. And it was Think and Grow Rich. And I came home and I read the book and I was motivated about my life ever since after having read that book and all of the 13 tenets that are delineated in that book. I realized that my life can be taken to a whole nother level outside of the realm and the sphere that I had already created for myself. So that was my first encounter with Think and Grow Rich. It was that very first mastermind meeting that I had at Ann McNeil's house.
I love how you just described outside of the realm of where I was already headed.
you sound like you had a plan and where you were going, and but this just elevated you to a whole different place. And if you just hold on
Absolutely.
A minute, I cannot wait to keep on going with you. But we're going to go to the commercial, and then I'm bringing in my other mastermind people that I know are chomping at the bit to just be a part of this. So let me go to commercial. And please, everybody, follow the show on iTunes or RSS feed. Go to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Click on the purple and orange icon under the women with headphones. Also, please put it in your calendars to always remember Saturday, 8 a.m., to listen to the mastermind. And let's go to commercial, and then we're going to bring my co-host.
Okay, thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back. And to all the listeners here, I want you to imagine that you are, we're at an event and we're all sitting around a big table, and my co-hosts Ursula and Galen and Anne and Peter and Mia, we're having a discussion about faith. We're talking about chapter 2, faith, visualization, and belief in the attainment of desire, the second step to riches. And I'm so excited to bring in Ursula. I know you've been chomping at the bit to talk to Mia. So, Ursula, what do you have to say?
Well, I'll be clear about exactly what was going on. I had totally zoned by listening to her. I mean, it was like I forgot I was supposed to be asking the question. However, based on the fact that you talked about belief, believe it or not, that was the area that I had focused on this morning. So I feel like that was confirmation that this is what I needed to really concentrate on. And I really got a wonderful feel about page 67 where it says you may induce or create basically a state of mind. And I wrote down in the margin something that a friend of mine used to say all the time is that it may not be true, but I choose to believe this, whether you do or not, meaning that a person cannot affect his state of mind if that's where he wanted to be. And I learned a lot from that, and connecting it to this and to what you're saying is causing me to pause and think about that a little bit more. I can choose to create, and faith is induced. So what are some moments where you can say that you stopped and thought about something that cause you to go deeper?
Well, just kind of going back to what I said earlier about having read Think and Grow Rich for the first time, it caused me to think outside of the sphere of what I had already planned for my life and created for myself. So that was the starting point of what made me go a little bit deeper. And then as a result of reading all of the different books and being able to tap into the minds of some of the great authors, that catapulted me to the next level and gave me the impetus to strive for higher things. I can just give you a very small example. The very first time that I came to Anne's house, I was actually amazed by the size and scope of her dwelling place. Her home was so beautiful and huge and big. Her basketball court alone was the size of a small mansion. So when I saw her house, I just was absolutely dumbfounded. And I said to her, "Anne, your house is so beautiful and big." And she said to me, "Well, Mia, you can have a house like this." And she said it so matter-of-factly, "You can have a house just like this." And she didn't realize at the time that she actually planted a seed, because at the time I was living in an apartment. I had just graduated from college with a bachelor's degree. I had just acquired a job as a teacher in an elementary school. And so that's all I really wanted, was to graduate and become a teacher and just make enough money to pay my bills and buy food and, you know, buy clothes here and there. And it had never dawned on me to purchase a home. And so she planted that seed that I could actually buy a house. So that was one thought that had never been considered in, you know, my little living space in my head. So I went ahead and I purchased my first home, and currently I'm living in my second home. So that's one area that caused me to go just a little bit deeper. I think it's also important to understand that reading books is so important and so essential, because reading books alone takes you deeper. It takes your spirit man deeper, your thought process deeper, and then the manifestations of what you achieve in your life will actually be deeper as it relates to the scope and the dimension of what you achieve in your life.
Wow. Okay, so there are several things I would like to ask, but I won't. At this point in time, I'm going to allow my co-host to jump in, because I know Galen probably has some things that he would like to ask you as well.
Oh my, yes. Oh my. I mean, I have taken so many notes. One of the things that I'd love for you to just react to, and this is something that I underline every time I come to this passage in the book on page 51, where he says, "We are what we are because of the vibrations of thought which we pick up and register through the stimuli of our daily environment." And here's the point that just gets me every time. He says, "Resolve to throw off the influences of any unfortunate environment which we may have grown up in or now find ourselves living in, and build your own life to order." And I would just love to get your reaction to that package, to that passage, and how has that, or perhaps maybe that has not been applicable to your life, but I suspect that it has. How do you react to that passage?
Well, that question is so packed, so I'm going to do the very best that I can to expound upon it. And thank you so much for the question, Galen, and also Ursula, thank you for your questions. I think that goes back to beliefs and faith. Your positive beliefs will produce your positive faith, and your positive faith will produce positive thinking. Positive and negative thoughts cannot occupy the mind at the same time. One must dominate. So it is up to us to make sure that only positive thinking constitutes the dominating factors of our mind, because when we find ourselves entertaining positive thoughts, then we will begin to attract the vibrations of the positive thoughts that are in harmony with what we think. And as a result of that, we will manifest those things that we think. So it all, to me, goes back to your faith and your belief. Your belief produces your faith. Your faith produces your positive thoughts. Your positive thoughts will attract to you the vibrations of thought that are in harmony with what it is that you think. So that's an encapsulation of that question in as brief of a synopsis as I can give it.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Dr. Peter, what are your thoughts, man?
Wow. Yeah, I'm just like everybody else, just absorbing a little bit of what Dr. Merrick's saying here, identifying with a lot of this stuff. It's actually making me reflect into my own life, into my own path, and how I can continue to strengthen my faith. Dr. Mary, thank you so much again for being with us this morning. I got a question about this faith. Page 45 of this book talks about how to develop this faith. And it talks about affirmations. It talks about surrounding yourself with the right individuals. I just want to get a little bit of a picture of that. I've been hearing about, you've been talking a little bit about your mastermind, surrounding yourself with Miss McNeil there. But what is how have you developed faith in your own life, maybe that you even continue to practice today?
It's so funny that you would ask that question. It's like you and I were on the same wavelength, because I wanted to make sure that I did not end the call before talking about affirmations and surrounding yourself with the right people. I have to tell you, Anne is like my big sister. We've been friends over 25 years, and just having her as someone in my life, I can tell you it constitutes, I'll say, over 50% of what I've achieved in my life, because of the fact that she is so positive and her thoughts are always so positive. To me, she's just a walking book of wisdom. And as a result of having someone in your life, you have no choice but to achieve your dreams and to think on a positive level. Now, as it comes to affirmation, producing positive thinking, affirmations are essential in contributing to the subconscious mind. When you have written an affirmation about yourself that is written as though that is your current experience, it carries over into your subconscious mind. And when it carries over into your subconscious mind, you will think on those things. And as you think on those things, you attract those things into your life. So you have to speak what you see in your mind. Visualization and imagination play a very key role in making sure that you are able to manifest your visions. So having an affirmation and repeating that affirmation orally is very important. That's why it is, you know, when we read, I suggest that you read orally, because you're hearing it. And the Word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I know that a lot of people, you know, just like to read in their minds without their mouth moving. But there is a power that goes along with reading orally, opening your mouth. So when you're speaking your affirmation into the atmosphere, the Lord is picking that up. The vibrations are picking that up. Your words are actually going out into the atmosphere, and your words are attracting those things that are in alignment with what you speak. So speaking is extremely important. And that's why the Word of God also tells us that death and life is in the power of the tongue. When you're speaking positive affirmations, you're speaking life into your life. You are speaking life into your life. And that's going to shape your mind, shape your thought process, shape your spirit. And so when you are aligned to people that feed your vision and feed your affirmation, there is no place else to go but up. There is nothing else left to do but to manifest. And that's why it is important who we entertain and who we allow to speak into our lives. Because you don't need people speaking dead words into your thriving and growing situation. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And when people speak negativism into your life, it's like you having to start almost all over again by reprogramming yourself to believe that you're not what that person has spoken unto you. So it is really important that you surround yourself with like-minded individuals. Now, I know that sometimes it's not easy to get away from negative speaking people, because they may very well be our family members or our spouse or our mothers or our fathers. But we have to program our mind to not allow what they say to get into our spirit. It needs to be like water on a duck's back. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
We can hear you just fine.
Okay. And that's where that emotional intelligence comes in at, being able to manage your emotions, being able to dismiss negative emotions and negative words and being able to entertain and manage those positive thoughts.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, thank you. That's actually phenomenal, especially the correlation to biblical teaching. That is so eye-opening. So many of us surround ourselves with family members who may not be speaking what we need to hear on a regular basis. And from what I'm hearing you say is, you know, we're not saying get rid of your family by any means, but begin to surround yourself with new people who are speaking positivity, who are speaking things that about where you need to go or where you aspire to go to. And I think that is so key to this Think and Grow Rich philosophy, but also to just life in general. You know, it talks about in the text about, you know, criminal. If you surround yourself with criminals, ultimately you're going to adopt the patterns of criminal behavior. And
exactly.
And kudos to you for really bringing that to life, and even talking about how we need to do this orally. So I know.
Yes.
Again, I think we got Miss Ann next on deck. I'm so excited because I know this relationship between Dr. Merrill and Miss Ann is so phenomenal. It's only going to bring more and better conversation. Miss Ann, are you still there?
Hi, this is Ursula. Before Ann asks her question, I'm breaking protocol just a little bit. As I heard, or as I listened to Dr. Merritt talk, I could only sit here and wonder what Miss Ann feels like to have such a shining example of what she teaches. I mean, it's like phenomenal just listening to her and thinking about Miss Ann. So, yes, go ahead and ask your question. But when you're done, would you please answer that for me, too?
Well, why don't I start with that? Let's go to page number 45. Page 45 starts chapter 2, faith. Visualization and belief in the attainment of desire. Let's go down to where it says, now I'm answering your question. When faith is blended with the vibration of thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration. The subconscious mind physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually picks up the vibration, translates it into its spiritual, material, physical equivalent, and transmits it to infinite intelligence. Now, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. None of this will work. None of these steps will work if the listener does not have a dream. So each of us carries within us a vibration. So when we meet a like spirit of like vibration, the subconscious mind immediately connects the vibrations. That's what happened when Mia and I met prior to her coming to my home. That's what happens when each one of us is on this show met prior to doing the show. That's what happens to every person who is listening and who will ever listen to this show. They will be attracted to this show because they have a desire for something greater. So everything that we hear coming from Mia and every other person that have been of like mind and like spirit, especially those who have been in our original mastermind group, as Mia is describing, every single one of those women have had the same spirit of vibration. And so what Mia is demonstrating to all of us is what's possible through faith if you know what you want. It doesn't have to be exact, but if you are willing to do the work, and as Mia has demonstrated, she not only has done the work, she not only is doing the work, but she will continue to do the work because of the vibrations of her desire mixed with faith. that's being demonstrated through all of these principles. So that really is my response to your question. And so, Mia, my question for you is, of all the books that you've read, you know, in addition to the book, we know the book is the Bible and there's no comparison to that, but all of the books that you've read, including this Think and Grow Rich, which, if you could suggest to our listeners, would be your top three after the Bible and after this book?
Okay. My favorite, I'm hearing an echo for some reason. My favorite book, and you know, we've read a litany of books, but I have to tell you, I truly, truly enjoy The Millionaire Next Door. Not The Millionaire Next Door. No, scratch that. The Greatest Salesman in the World, parts one and two, but part one was my favorite. I thoroughly enjoyed that book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. And after being in Mastermind, that was probably my 11th book. that was probably the 11th book that I had read. And then I read The Millionaire, why do I keep saying The Millionaire? The Greatest Salesman in the World, Part 2 by Og Mandino. So I thoroughly enjoyed those two books. And they're very small books. You can actually put them in your pocket. And then The Richest Man in Babylon. I really, really enjoyed that book as well. But there are so many other books that I've enjoyed reading. I think we definitely started with Think and Grow Rich, The Magic of Believing, The Magic of Thinking Big, Success by Glenn Bland, The Greatest Salesman in the World, Parts 1 and 2, The Richest Man in Babylon, The Millionaire Next Door, just so many books that we've read. And as a result of having read so many books, we acquired so much knowledge. But I do, I'm just going to repeat again that my favorite books, because I know I kind of got a little confusing there. My favorite book after the Bible and after Think and Grow Rich was The Greatest Salesman in the World, Part 1. And then I read Part 2. And then I think my second favorite was The Richest Man in Babylon. Yeah. But I kind of wanted to go back to faith again. I know that the book says that desire is the starting point. And it's true. You have to first have a desire in order to have faith in anything. If there is no desire for anything, then why should there be faith in anything? So you have to first have desire, and you have to have faith. Now, I'm hoping that the majority of people under the sound of my voice are Christians. But even if you're not a Christian, these principles work if you work them. They work if you work them. But I just kind of want to talk a little bit, just a little tiny bit about faith, because
so
I am a Christian.
Before you go into a little bit about there, hold on a minute. Just before you go.
Thank you for knocking me up.
Hello?
Sorry, we were having technical issues going on here. And I apologize for that, because I want you to tie in what you're going to talk about in terms of desire and faith about
This is Mia Merritt. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm not able to hear you, and I don't know if everyone else on the line is hearing what I'm hearing, but you're breaking up really, really bad.
Can we go to commercial? Let's go to commercial, see if we can get this fixed.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Hi, everybody. So sorry. We're having technical issues that just occurred. And we, oh, Dr. Merritt, I'm glad that you're here. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about the Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting, but we do have somebody online who has a question. So can we hold on? Let's find out what their question is. Hi, this is Pegeen. Welcome to the show. You had a question for our guest and for Masterminders?
Pegeen, this is Ann McNeil. I had to drop off and come back on. So before we go to that, can we have Mia finish? That's my question. Can we have Mia finish the point she was making before we went to the commercial? That's my question.
Absolutely. So, Mia, can you tie in what you were about to say and then share about the Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting?
No problem. I'll make it as quick as possible. Since the chapter that we are exploring today is on faith, I just wanted to, for the Christians on the line, we know that faith is the starting point of our Christianity. But our Bible speaks about three different kinds of faith, and I don't know if we ever considered that. There is saving faith, and that is the faith that actually gets us into heaven. And then there is the fruit of faith. As Christians, we've heard of the fruit of the Spirit. If you look at the fruits of the Spirit, one of the fruits is faith. And then there is the gift of faith. And so when you have the gift of faith, that's that strong belief to believe in the impossible. It is the undisputable realization that something is occurring regardless of what has happened in the natural. So when it comes to manifesting our desires, we need to cultivate and nurture the gift of faith. The Bible says that we're all given a measure. We are all given a measure of faith. Some of us are still operating off of that saving faith. I believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, died, buried, and was resurrected on the third day. That's where we're operating at that surface level. And then some of us are actually operating off of the fruit of faith, which are the character fruits. So in everything that we do, we have the Lord in our minds, and so we operate and work off of faith. But those that achieve massive empires and massive goals are those individuals that are blessed with the gift of faith. Regardless of what it looks like in the natural, they will persevere, they will continue forward, and they will not waver. And so I'd like to impress upon you to try and cultivate and nurture the gift of faith. And that was my point.
And you go every year to the accountability meeting, correct?
Yes.
So you and Peter were there. Can you guys give a few seconds about that, because I think it's important for people to know about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you want me to talk about the annual mastermind conference?
I've never been, and I know people have never been, so we just want to, you've been going for a long time, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Every year in January. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll jump in there. We're all trying to talk at the same time. I'm so sorry. I'll jump into again. Yeah, this every year at the beginning of the year, if you are looking for a place to set goals, to also reflect on the previous year, but set goals for the new year, this Think and Grow Rich accountability meeting that is held in South Florida every single year is a phenomenal place to begin surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who are on the same trajectory, who are trying to accomplish their goals and their dreams, and who are also looking for individuals to surround themselves with who will allow them to accomplish those dreams in a timely fashion or in a fashion that's appropriate for them. I know Dr. Merritt was there, and it was a pleasure to chat with her, to hear her speak, to even hear about her journey, which was inspiring to me, but also a little bit of that you heard today helps you to figure out the path that you need to take in order to accomplish those dreams and those goals. Dr. Mary, would you concur with what I just mentioned there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You encapsulated it so well.
Well, and thank you so much for both of you. I want everybody just to know, you can, if you have been inspired by this woman, of which I have been inspired, her energy, her vibrations, her soul, it can be felt through this whole conversation. She can be reached at 800-669-3604. You can reach Dr. Merritt at 800-669-3604. You could also email her your how you are feeling about her today at Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, Mia, at yahoo.com. Also, please follow her on social media at Mia Merritt on Facebook, Dr. Mia Speaks, and Mia Speaks Today. This is, you are blowing our minds, you are filling our hearts, and I'm so joyous to have you on the show. So if there is one statement that you would want to say about faith and your own, what did you glean from this today's mastermind? Would you share that, Mia? What, as you were talking and going through this experience, what were you experiencing, especially regarding faith?
And well, this is Ursula again. If you could hold the thought, we have two questions, two audience members that would like to ask a question of you. One is Laverne, and then Reverend Don. So first, Laverne would like to ask your questions.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Mia, Dr. Merritt.
Good morning.
I have a question. On page 46 of the book, it says, faith is a state of mind which you can develop at will. After you've mastered the 13 principles in the book, that's always a part of the chapter that always gives me hope, like, okay, I can develop this, I can develop this. So my question to you, Dr. Merritt, is what are some practical things, some exercises that you do in your day-to-day that helps you to, one, develop the you know, the principles in the book, as well as a lot of times I listen and everyone seems to say, you have to do the work. You have to do the work. What are yes. What are some of the things that you do to kind of do this work that makes you either put you in the place to manifest your you know, definite chief aim and all that? Just some practical exercise that you may be doing. Thanks.
Well, thank you for the question, Laverne. Very practical, foundational things that you can do is, number one, repeating your affirmation on a daily basis, because it's shaping you into the person that you say that you are. So, for example, if I am prompted to want to curse someone out who I feel has offended me or done something worthy of a cursing out, then I have to remember that in my affirmation, I say that as a mother, sister, and friend, I encourage, uplift, and speak blessings into the lives of others with the fruit of my lips. So just reciting your affirmation on a daily basis will shape your mind into thinking, this is who I am. And then also making sure that you are very much aware of the thoughts that are coming to your mind. You cannot allow negative thoughts to enter. And at some point, we all do. You know, before we know it, we have really gone far out there into thinking negative or into embracing negativism that someone has done to us. But immediately, when you realize that you're thinking or focusing on something negative, dismiss it immediately. And what I do is when it happens to me and I realize, okay, you're going way out there on something that somebody did to you 10 years ago, I quote scripture, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So those are two basic things that you can do to produce your faith. Read your affirmation, because your affirmation is a snapshot of who you are.
and who you will become through manifestation, and then making sure that you are very much aware of the thoughts that enter your mind or that you allow to enter your mind.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Wow. Great. And we had someone else, Ursula?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Mighty Woman of God, and good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I've been listening and I've been taking a lot of notes, and I read Think and Grow Rich, and I read both versions, the first initial version, and I've been perusing through the new one, but what I need to get your feedback on is, this is my daily affirmation, and I want to get your feedback, because you said some real key things about faith, and what I preach is faith, love, and hope, but I want to see how well did I put this affirmation together. And it reads, this is the day, my day. I will control of what I can and release of that what I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I've secured a victory. For every no, I plan to see. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I'm loved. Each humble moment, I'm thankful, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. This is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the sick, the unborn, the incarcerated, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty. Faith before all, I shall prevail. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. What do you think about that?
Well, in all true honesty, you were breaking up, but I was able to extrapolate some of the things that you're saying. And what I did hear, from what I heard, it was a great affirmation. The only thing that I would suggest is remember, ladies and gentlemen, that an affirmation is speaking in the present, which yours is, but you're also speaking of where you see yourself in the future in terms of what you want to acquire financially, where you want to be with your family members, and who you want to be in terms of a person as it relates to your character and your position in Christ. I did hear a lot of those elements in your affirmation, but I don't know if it was just me, but you were breaking up a little, but I tried really, really hard to hear you. And based upon what I did hear, it sounds very, very good. As long as you're repeating it every day and you're going about your day saying to yourself, my affirmation is actually who I am, regardless of whether or not it is manifested in the natural, it will eventually manifest. It will be very powerful if that's what you're doing.
Amen.
And I will say that your affirmation, you know, as you were reading it, we were feeling it, and I just want to attach to that our affirmations, we have to feel them. We have to communicate them to ourselves with the emotion and the all-knowing that this is so. And so thank you for sharing that, because I think that you also were an example for others who are hearing about affirmations. So thank you for being willing to share yours so that those listening can say, oh, okay, that's what it sounds like. And that's what it sounds like when we're doing it orally. I'm going to go through and, oh, gosh, Dr. Merritt, you have been a blessing to us today. You have been such a gift to us, sharing your brilliance, being present with us and sharing your experience and your strength and your hope and your faith with us has been a pure joy. And I'm just going to go really quick around the table. And for my co-host, just do a quick like sentence what you got out of it and share how people can get in touch with you, your social media, so that we can keep on following and hearing and everyone listening. We are so grateful for you to be here. So Ursula, share how people, your one statement of aha and how people can find you.
Okay, my aha came with an exchange between Miss Ann and Dr. Merritt when they were talking about, and actually I think it was Peter, when Dr. Merritt said we were on the same wavelength, and then Anne started talking about vibration of thought. That caused me to pause and say, that's what we're talking about. There is some invisible thing that's happening between people that really communicates inspiration or a connection. And I'm going to go back and read those parts again. You can reach me, however, at sulatoo.com, S as in Sam, ULATOO.com, or direct 813-368-1628. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on other platforms, but Facebook is the one that I tend to interact with most. Thank you so very much for today, Dr. Merritt.
Galen?
Oh, my, this has been just such an incredible experience. And I think my aha is very similar to Ursula in that words are the best that we have in order to communicate what's going on inside our hearts. It's limiting, but it's all that we have. And so rather than just being limited to the words that we have in our vocabulary, it's important that we connect heart to heart. And there are just so many things that Dr. Merritt shared today that I connected with, that I was educated by. But more than anything, it just gave me encouragement and reinforcement that what I am pursuing is a worthwhile pursuit. And I just want to thank you for that. And, you know, I could spend the next 3 hours reading all the notes that I wrote, but I just want to thank you for encouraging my heart that what I am pursuing is a worthwhile pursuit. And that's my aha. The best way to reach me is to go to Galen at killglobalcoaching.com, and that's KILN coaching.com. And let me help you intensify the heat on your most important goals.
Anne? I don't know whether Anne, put Anne live.
Yes.
Anne, you're there?
Oh, yes. Just unmute me. I'm here. I thought you were going to go to Peter
unmuted.
First, and I'm just... Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and tell us your aha, and then we'll jump to Peter.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I was not still on mute. I was actually typing. I was typing my aha moment as it was happening. And what I have here in the comments from what Mia said that resonated with me the most is faith is an expectation. Faith is an expectation, and that expectation of materialization. I think what was just said by Ursula in her aha moment is the gist of the Infinite Intelligence chapter and really the whole book, when we really do get the fact that all of this is about our vibration. And what Mia has done today for us, I'll speak for myself, is to bring a different level of vibration and a different face to the book in its manifestation and the materialization of what this book looks like. From a college student to now an adult, over 20, almost 30 years, she's the face of this process, of the principles. So that was my aha moment. You can reach me at annmcneil.com, and now I'll go to Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ann. I appreciate it. Again, appreciate you, Dr. Merritt. Thank you so much again. I was using to take the baton from Galen and Dr. Merritt, your journey for me has been eye-opening, number one. Number two, words that we speak are powerful. I often think that, actually I often say that, we sometimes speak disempowering beliefs into our lives without even knowing it. So it's so important to be cognizant of what we are speaking out loud, which is also so important to reflect what you said there, Dr. Merritt, about, you know, when you're reading, read orally out loud so that you can hear yourself speak these speak positivity into the universe, into yourself. And that's so, so important. I'm hoping someone who's listening really received that as I did. How to get in touch with me, at Dr. Peter A. James, that's at DrPeterAJames on any platform, on any social media platform. You can also find me at shiftyourmindset.com. Again, thank you all for being here this morning. Dr. Merritt, you have been a phenomenal guest. Thank you so much. And again, back to you.
Thank you. Wow. Today has been a wow morning, Dr. Merritt. Beautiful, amazing. We're all walking away with this. We can feel your vibration, and everyone listening can hear your vibration. We are all walking out better because of the vibration that you were exuding, and we received your message, and we're so grateful. My name is Pegeen, and people can connect with me at powerwomenworldwide.com. Or Team Pegeen, PEGINE.com. You can call me at 904-280-8806. And whether you're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, you can just type in Pegeen Power and PEGINE Power, and you'll find me. This is an amazing show. I cannot begin to thank you enough for Dr. Mia Merritt for being with us and sharing with her. And please know that you could reach her at 800-669-3604. Email her at merrittmia@yahoo.com and follow her on social media at Mia Merritt, Dr. Mia Speaks, and Mia Speaking Today. You really, if you're listening, you want to bring her in to your organization to be inspired as she speaks on leadership, diversity, inclusion, the sense of you could feel her personal development and self-empowerment. This woman is filled with spirit and faith. So for everyone, we're going to go into our closing commercial. We hope that you follow us, like us, share us, comment on us. Go to our blogtalkradio.com master builder so that you can keep on seeing us every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we bring Think and Grow Rich live with the magnificent masterminders that you've heard of today. Thank you so much. See you next week.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.